I got hit with the flu this week, which was pretty rotten. Can't remember the last time I got sick, to be honest. Pretty rotten timing too. But in the grand scheme of things, I was pretty well taken care of. Aries into her third trimester proper now and is really feeling it. Every week that I go home, she's a little bit bigger and the reality of Froggy becomes more, well, real. It's my unconventional life. Chocolate. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way it is kind of a personal ad. But most of all, it's about navigating the treacherous waters of love, sex, and relationships in 2017. Sponsored by absolutely no one. Every week I detail my own journey and discuss my own untraditional views and aspirations in that world. Whatever the topic, whoever the guest, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in 2017? I'm holed up in my hotel room, trying to recover from this nasty flu thing that I got hit with a few days ago. I was hoping that it would have passed by now, but Eri did her best to take care of me while I was back in California, and my job has been super understanding and helpful too, and I sure do have a lot to be thankful for. I guess I've come to that realization gradually this week. Maybe there's a lesson to be learned from that. Seems like there should be. Otherwise, what's the point, right? Even when things don't work out like you planned, there's plenty to appreciate in the world. Yeah, that sounds like a good lesson. I watched an interesting movie on a flight this week that inspired a lot of my thoughts about parenthood. It's called Goodbye, Christopher Robin. It's actually a good movie. It's about the guy that wrote Winnie the Pooh and how the book's success affected him and the son that he wrote it for. And it made me think about what type of father I'll be. How I'll try to shelter my child from the world, or not. How much time I'll spend with them, and how. It also made me miss England. The green, earthy nature of the countryside where I grew up. The safe, small village where you could ride your bike from your front door out into the fields and woods all day and then come home for tea. The wonderful, secure, supported but independent childhood that I had. And it made me wonder, how much of that can I provide for my child? Certainly not all of it. And I wonder why I never really thought that much more about that before now. I guess if nothing else, we can definitely provide a stable, loving and encouraging childhood filled with experiences and quality time. It's quite a task when you think about it. I never really appreciated the magnitude of it before. And it also made me think, if I'd ever have a son. Erin and I agreed that it would be ideal to have two kids, and she's pretty certain that the second will be a boy, but that's far from a guarantee. It's not like something you can order on Amazon and it shows up in 9 months. And that's not to say that I'm disappointed Froggy is a girl at all. I'm going to love her completely, no matter what. I guess I just always imagined being a dad having a son. If I don't have one, will I be disappointed? Does it matter what sex my child is? I guess I felt more of a connection to a son because I could give them my insight as a man. I'm not sure what insight I have for a woman. But maybe that's a little sexist. And I should look at it as what insight I can give as a human. Either way, I think little Froggy is going to teach me as much as I can teach her. And I hope one of those things is to live in the moment. For whatever reason, and maybe it is because Froggy is a reality now, A lot of my previous concerns about monogamy and other conflicts seem to have faded recently. In the sense, though, that I'm not really even thinking about sex at all. I don't know if my testosterone has dropped again. I got it tested this week, so we'll see. But maybe it's just a natural thing from when I'm preparing for a child's birth. Sociologically, if not evolutionarily. I don't know, things do seem a long way from last year at this time, or even when we signed the contract. But maybe, or probably, Froggy will make that all seem secondary. Either way, I'm on the journey to find out. And you are too. I'll see you next week. That's another week gone. What have I learned? And what peace have I found? Cheers for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Drop me a line at myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully some joy. But until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, try to be kind. To others, but as much to yourself. We're all fighting our own battle. Lead with love.